This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Toes.
Yeah, you said ooh this morning, and I could see the smudge over there, so I fired the Lysol wipes, the last of them. You can use both of them. You got to use the last one. It's the last one.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The thing, you got to clean that stuff up. I don't know what that is all over the desk this morning. But you wonder why I come in every day and I, you know, hose down the place, because every day there's nastiness on these microphones, on these desks. I don't know what people do in this studio after we leave the studio, but it can't be as bad as our sister station in New York. They were talking the other day, WFAN guy came in. He goes, I don't know who's doing the overnight. There's a fingernail, there's tobacco, and there's a drink stain or something of that nature. And I'm like, that is disgusting. But, you know, we deal with it here with the chewed pens that Carrington leaves out all over the place and the stains on the desk and all that kind of stuff. So welcome to Friday, Dusty. I hope you're okay over there.
Yeah. Just locked in my tetanus shot at CVS after the show.
Dude, the one on Metcalf? Or are you going to be able to get the one on Metcalf because of the 30 cops that are on Metcalf this morning? What's going on out there? You guys came through a hell to get here today, huh?
So, like, little secret behind the curtain, I always take a different way into work.
You and I both. Did you start doing that after I told you that? Have you always done that?
No, I've been doing that since after hours.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I've been doing that for years, too.
And the reason why I did it after hours is because I would come into the station at 4:15, so getting ready to hit the nuts and bolts of rush hour, and I would Google map the fastest route. And some days it would be 95th. Some days it would, or yeah, Metcalf. Some days it would be Knoll. Mm-hmm. And some days it would be 69 to Shawnee Mission Parkway. Well, as you probably know, around 4:30, 4:45, 69 and 4:35 is very just congested.
Right, yeah.
So it'd be like, take Metcalf. Or at times it's like 4:15, 4:30. Metcalf is, you know, brutal. I consider it my seven highway of Kansas.
Yeah, right.
So seven highway of Missouri is always a nightmare. You never want to be on it at any time, whatever. So then I started figuring out Knoll. So then once you get all the routes down, you're like, okay. And then now I do morning shows. I kind of implicate that whole thing in the morning. Long story long.
But we're nuts together, yeah, brother, because I take a different route every single day to work.
So does our boss.
Steven does?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. He says he has 2 to 3 different ways to work. I don't think that's uncommon. If you want,
honestly, on the tech side, do you do that? Because I have a route that I take, and this is the OCD in me. Each day of the week, I have a specific route that I take
to
work.
That's
right?
A little different. Yeah, because I just randomly will do it. I'm like, let's get off of Metcalf today. Yeah,
now it's changing with 435 and 69 being correct, the utter disaster that it is
will
for the next 6 months.
Home.
There's no way. No. There's no way out anymore. So, but no, I'll take Quivira up sometimes, or I'll take, you know, over to 35, you know, different routes on and different days just to break it up a little bit, just to do something different.
And that probably
goes
back to when I was a kid, because like when we would go to my grandparents' house, we lived in Blue Springs and our grandparents lived in Lee Summit. We would take different routes home. Like we either take like Colburn home to 7 or
that's because dad was drinking and he was hiding from the cops back in the day that you just didn't know about.
Not at this grandparents' house. This is always tea, water, Diet Coke.
Oh,
in this house.
Nice.
100%.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know. There's something going on in Metcalf. Mac knows. Like, we were driving in. I was on Metcalf coming in from 435, and there's like four cops at by Maloney's and the dealership. Go up the road. There's like three cops by the Quick Trip. Go up the road. There's like four cops, and the road's blocked off. Had to take a detour. I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, that's insane. If anybody knows what is going on Metcalf, let us know on the text line today, because you said there were like 20 or so cops out there. That's a lot of cops on a Friday morning at, you know, 5 o'clock or whatever, 4:30, 5 o'clock. Like that usually is after the time that the drunks are out. You know, when the drunks usually get in about 3:30 or so, and about 4:30 by the time you're on the road headed to work, usually the people that are on the road when we're going, you're either going to work or they're going to the airport. There's really not much in between of what people are doing when we're out on the roads. And so when you said there's a lot of cops out there, that could be a scary situation. I'd love to know what's going on.
I acted like I just left the bar too. I'm like, oh no, is this a checkpoint? Like, why would you care, dude?
But you do, though. Yeah. You do. You have that.
You've been asleep for 6 hours, man. Yeah. Like, no booze in your system. Like, I was like, sorry, I didn't know what was going on. Like,
yeah. No, you have that moment. It doesn't matter if you're totally sober or it's Tuesday at 2 o'clock, you see the police behind you, like, uh-oh, what did I do? I'm scared. I'm nervous, you know? And you really have nothing to worry about, but you're put into that situation because you see the police and you get nervous. So, yeah, whatever's happening on Metcalf, people, let us know. Let us know what's going on down there today, because if it's something wild and crazy, we need to know about that so we can get the word out for people to avoid that area of town, because with 435 and 69 now pretty much closed down, Metcalf is probably going to be an alternate route for a lot of people going either north or south.
And I don't know if it's still that way. We've been here for about 45 minutes, so I don't know if it's still shut down. I do think this is funny. You guys are my favorite then. Being a cop working a closed road, so many folks only know one way to their work, not to mention everyone has phones. And that's what I told you. It's like, iPhone, man. Like, if you don't know where you're going, like, Google Map, like, hit it. It'll get you there, I promise.
Well, I think that's become a big problem for a lot of people, though, because nobody does know where they're going now. How many people are you seeing from the left lane turning right or missing an exit and stopping in the middle of the highway and trying to back up and get to their exit? Like, people are driving like total ass clowns these days because they have their GPS
life
and they just don't know where they're going. I mean, many people just go from the left to the right, from the right to the left, over lanes of traffic, like,
to be fair, I sometimes want to like break my phone in anger because you're like, it's like in 50 feet, turn right. You're like, good God. Okay. I needed to know that maybe 2 minutes ago.
But why not know where you're going before you get out and not need that device is what I'm getting at. Like, know where you're going, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's just like, not everybody knows where they're going all the time. Like if I'm going to like a remote location, I'm coming from Lee Summit, I've got to go to like the ends of the earth, Kansas.
Yeah, sure.
I'm like, all right, I don't know where this is at. I'm not from this area of the state. I'm going to type in the location. Then it's like, I look at it and I'll zoom out and follow the route. I'm like, okay, so I'm taking 35 to 60.
Yeah, you kind of have an idea.
So then I'm like,
all right. Yes.
But then I'll start paying more attention once I get closer in. And it's like, your destination is on the right. And I'm like, damn it.
Yeah.
Put it in reverse, Terry.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, but yeah. you kind of have an idea of where you're going. I just think, you know.
But let us know what's going on in that cab.
Yeah, let us know, because if it's something interesting, I want to know about it. I'm not going to lie. I kind of want to know. I'm very curious as to what's going on.
I thought they were after Cougar Chow.
Could be.
Probably are.
How was that game yesterday?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Was it loud with all the kids?
It wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
It was very loud on TV a couple of times that I heard. Even LaFever's like enough.
LaFever goes, boy, if you give them a chance to scream, they will.
There were a couple times, but I think Emily could attest, because she was saying that she thought it was going to be bad, as you mentioned, but she was like, it was actually a lot better today. But there were a couple times where I asked my friend, I was like, what the hell is that? She's like, I think that's the kids.
Yeah, it is. School day. Yeah. School day at the K is what it is. And, you know, fly ball to the outfield that's popped up, you know, behind the shortstop is a screamer, because everybody thinks it's a home run at that point in time. But, you know, you could tell LaFever's like, all right, I've done 30 years of this.
Yeah.
I'm about done with school day at the K. I'll be taking this day off from now on. You know, I was just laughing because every time they yelled, I was like, there it is, school day at the K.
The whole stadium was packed, though. Not just K. I mean, it was packed.
25,000 there.
It
yesterday.
Was awesome.
Good crowd yesterday. Great
surprised.
Day. Yeah, great day to go out and watch the boys win and score 10. Everybody happy today? We good? Or are we upset now that the Pope's a White Sox fan and we're screwed? I mean, like, are we good? Are we good? Or are we good?
What a hell of a day it was yesterday on Twitter.
Oh, my God. Twitter yesterday may have been one of the top 5 days of all time. I mean, it was so good.
They put
yesterday.
A damn picture of a Chicago deep dish and put an arrow to the sauce and an arrow to the crust. And where it said the sauce said the blood. And then where the crust was, it said the body.
Yeah.
And that was the first one I saw.
I think the best part of the entire day was the Cubs just assuming this guy was a Cub fan and putting on their marquee, he's a Cub fan. And then his brother's like, I don't know where this Cub stuff is coming from. This guy's a White Sox fan. And then the White Sox tweeting out later in the day, their marquee saying, hey, he's a White Sox fan too. Like a direct shot at the Chicago Cubs. Just because somebody's from Chicago memo here to the Cubs doesn't mean they like your team. Okay. Your team, just because they're in Chicago and somebody's from there, doesn't mean they're automatically Cub fans. I love how they jumped right to that. And everybody's like, no, he's a White Sox fan.
Yeah, but you'd rather be a Cubs fan. Like, I think traditionally and currently,
right,
obviously,
yeah.
Like, what is it? Like, the Cubs are from North Side.
Yeah.
Chicago's White Sox are South Side. So
that's right.
They're like the greasers and the sharks.
Yeah,
the
right. Exactly.
Their fingers
and
they meet together.
Yeah.
One guy, for crap's sake, one guy's got a guy on their team named Pete Crow Armstrong.
Yeah.
You think he plays for the White Sox or the Cubs?
No, he's a definite Chicago Cub.
Dude, yeah.
Pete Crow Armstrong, you're going to fly on the South Side. Those guys are going to be like, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah.
You know,
Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a right fielder for the Cubs. Boy, is he. And he's really good, too. Then it's like Yoan Moncada, White Sox. Chris Sale, cuts up jerseys, White Sox.
Yeah, the
remember
cuts
that
up
night?
Jersey night was fantastic. I don't remember what that was about, though.
He didn't like the jerseys.
That's right. He went in there with scissors and cut
them all up.
Like, cut up everybody's jersey.
Yeah. And Ryan Zor's like, trade them like tomorrow.
I mean, I'll tell you, the White Sox have had their run, though, with those idiots that ran on the field and beat up Tom Gamboa. And they got beat up by
Aaron Guile.
I mean, yeah, well, Aaron Guile. I was talking about Aaron Guile yesterday with somebody.
He had a baseball in his hand while he was clubbing that guy's face.
So I remember that night vividly, because after that had happened, and our boss called us at the time. I was working at KMBZ. He's like, well, you got to go meet the bus. So like 3 o'clock in the morning, we're standing outside of, you know, Kauffman Stadium at the time before they move it. And the bus rolls up and Gamboa gets out. He's just all bruised up in the face and all this kind of stuff. And I felt like, you know, I was a TMZ out here interviewing this guy. Just got his ass kicked in a baseball game coaching first base. I mean,
you got to see the other guy.
We saw the other guys. Yeah.
Detained.
But I mean, it was that's unbelievable. Yeah, the White Sox have had their share of things. So maybe it's time they get a little favor in their side, you know, and have the Pope as a White Sox fan, because they need it. If they can't win now with the Pope on their side, they ain't never going to win.
The other video I thought was funny about the announcement of the new Pope was they showed the live shot of the smoke.
Yes.
It was like, even the seagull was freaked out. Like, it's just like a peaceful seagull sitting there, the smoke comes out, and it's like, oh, gosh. Then they show the picture of Snoop Dogg walking into the Vatican.
Walking in. So
fantastic.
Good.
I can't believe he was there.
It said, future of the Vatican, Costco, Waffle House,
Buc-ee's.
2028 NFL draft, Vatican.
Yeah, like we are going to Americanize the Vatican, man. I'll tell you.
Nah, 10-0 was a good one yesterday, Mac. I'm glad you got to see that. Glad you took the best combo you can have at a game, a Surfside cocktail and Jersey Mike's sub.
Mike's. I mean, come on. I mean,
that's the best.
No troubles, baby.
Did you bring your own sub in?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Look at you. It was awesome.
Pro move.
Everyone loved it.
Pro move.
Oh, I brought in your lunch. Wow.
Yeah.
And then you hear well, I didn't know you could bring.
No, you can. That's the dirty little secret. Yeah, they don't tell anybody. You can bring. You bring in all the food you want to those games.
I was the guy bringing a 5-pound bag of Taco Bell, and I was like, I'm dead serious. Sat right in front of us. 2013, whenever it was, right in front of me and my dad.
Did he just fart the entire time? I mean, that's disgusting.
He didn't talk. He was just, you know,
eating.
Yeah.
Good for him.
But a statement win is one thing, plus an entire generation got adopted to what this winning franchise is from what it used to be. I'll explain what that means on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5, the Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20 right here on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5, the Fan.
Hit on the ground to the left side, and it sneaks through into left center, a base hit. Andio is off on contact. He rounds third. He's in to score. Witt hustles to second, and he dives into the bag safely with an RBI double.
And rips a drive into deep right field, and it's going to drop on the warning track. Here comes one run, everybody running in tandem, and they're going to stop India at third on the double by Bobby Witt.
Another 3-2. Breaking ball, fly ball, hit in the air. Left center field. Back goes Robert. Back he goes. It's off the fence. Two men score. Garcia's not stopping at second. He'll get to third with a two-run triple. And the Royals double their lead. It's 4-0 here in the fifth inning.
So, I mean, I could keep going. There's like eight more highlights of yesterday. A statement win. A statement win from the Kansas City Royals. Because, I don't know, it just felt like on Vern's postgame show 2 days ago, it wasn't enough. Show me more. Or as Ryback used to say in the WWE, feed me more. I need more evidence. I need more. And then all of a sudden, Sunday, getaway game for the White Sox. They don't want to be here anymore. The Royals are holding serve. They've won the series. They continue to win 10-0. And it was 2, and then it was 4, and then it was 6, and then it was 10, and they didn't score anything. And Chris Bubich could have given up 7 runs yesterday and still won, and he didn't. Dominant starting performance from Bubich. Boy, 1.69 ERA.
1.69 right now, yeah. I mean, that trade value is skyrocketing, Dusty.
To the roof.
We could get Ohtani for Bubich at this point.
I don't mean, you might be able to get Freeman.
and I would do that right now. Freddie Freeman for Chris Bubich, let's go.
And I kid, but like
I don't.
Yeah, I mean, I 100% would do. I'm just saying, the Dodgers. We don't need him to get upset again. And that yesterday, I felt like was one of those games, at least, where maybe there was that fan or that person was like, you know what? I don't care that they're telling me that I should be impressed because they're winning and they're taking care of bad teams. But that was a win yesterday where I feel like when you look at that and you see how they won, it was like that should give the negative naysayer at least the opportunity to step back and say, okay, all right, that was a win.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you want to use a parallel universe of like a UFC or a boxer, let's say that you follow this UFC guy and he's got 3 wins, but they're all against like under 20 or below ranks in the world fighters. You're like, well, you're beating the 25th best fighter, you're beating the 27th best fighter, you're beating the 24th best fighter. Show me an impressive win. Okay, you fight the 15th best fighter, but you knock him out in the second round. It's like, okay, that was impressive. That was not only that, you knocked out the White Sox yesterday. You said, yes, you're a bad team. We believe we're a good team, and today we're not going to play around. 10 runs. Michael Garcia was nuts. Chris Bubich was nuts. Bobby Witt Jr. was nuts. And in front of 25,000 people and in front of a bunch of kids that are, you know, excited because they're there and they're not in school.
Right.
But also, I hate to tell you, there's going to be at least, probably at least 1,000 of those kids will never forget that experience because they're like, the Royals put up 10 runs and I was in from that day forward. And that's what this is about, winning against bad teams, but also to continue to win, to keep the vibes immaculate. Bob Mack, I'm excited to see what the numbers are this weekend against Boston. I think tonight's going to be a huge draw. Sunday, I know it's Mother's Day, but there's a lot of nice moms out there that love watching the boys in blue play. And what a better day than 78 degrees Sunday at the ballpark with your mom.
It's going to be a great weekend. I mean, this is a perfect time to get out and do some stuff this weekend at the ballpark if you want to go watch a fun baseball team, because they are playing really good baseball right now. And again, I don't care that it's the White Sox and people got to stop talking about that. And I feel like they blew out their Jets yesterday. I feel like during our show yesterday was a time where a lot of people were driving into the ballpark, you know, and I'm sure a lot of people were listening to this show because they do. I mean, just, it is what it is, right? I heard Ryan Lefevre refer to it yesterday.
Well, ratings would indicate that.
They would. That's what I'm saying. Yes. Ryan Lefevre, you know, talked about it yesterday about, you know, the seemingly down feeling that, you know, fans are having with this team. We've heard it on Denny had something to say about it at the end of the game yesterday. Vern's post game show has had stuff to say about it as well. And so when everybody's starting to talk about it, you know, it's starting to kind of become a theme and people are wondering, like, what are we supposed to do? You've asked for a winner. We're giving you a winner. And those who are still not satisfied about the Royals, I do think there are people that do enjoy when things don't work out, right? They're not narcissists. What masochists, I think, is the word where you like to see negative things happen and you know, you get that joy out of negativity.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people that do feed off of the negativity and it makes them feel better because the team is losing and it's, oh, I told you so. But I also think a lot of it has to do is we're not used to winning and we just don't know how to handle the winning when it comes to this baseball team. We have got to settle in now and understand that this thing for the foreseeable future, however long that happens to be, in the next 2 years, 3 years, whatever it is, they're going to put together a good product to be out there on the field. And now you have to expect that going in. Like, I think you expect the Chiefs to be in the playoffs every year. You expect the Chiefs to be in the Super Bowl every year. These are the same type of expectations now that you need to start having for the Royals. Mm. You need to go to the ballpark or turn the game on the radio and expect them to win the game every single night. And if they don't, that's an anomaly. Winning is no longer an anomaly with the Royals. Going out there and beating teams that they should beat and beating teams that they shouldn't beat or whoever tells you who they should be, winning is what we expect now out of this ball club. Mm-hmm. It's not something that randomly just happens every third Tuesday and we get excited about when they get a win and we pound and get mad about them when they lose. Like, this is a winning ball club. We have to start acting like that here and accepting that this is a winning ball club and they're going to do really good things as the season continues to move along. This is not an anomaly.
Yeah, I also think it goes back to the NFL kind of debate.
It does.
You look at, you know, sometimes you'll see teams that'll play, you know, bad teams in the NFL. It's like, well, they beat the Jaguars, they beat the Browns, and they beat the Jets. Let's see what happens when they play the Ravens on, you know, week four. And it's like, okay, yeah, they beat those teams. But then you can kind of dive in to kind of defeat that theory because the Royals won all four games against the White Sox. They outscored them 19-4.
Mm-hmm.
That's a plus 15 run differential. So if you want to look inside the stats, you want to get analytical, you can look at how you're beating teams. Now, if they were winning all these games 4-3 in the 10th, 2-1, and, you know, that was a total score.
Mm-hmm.
They win the next game, you know, 3-2, and then they win yesterday with a walk-off in the 9th, 5-4. Then I would understand where, like, negative Nancy fan base is like, yeah, I'd be like, you're right. You won those games, but you squeaked by the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that in this situation. And you could, you know, if you want to kind of, you know, throw some sort of shade, be like, well, yeah, they won yesterday 10-0. Exactly. You're defending my argument. They outscored the White Sox 19-4 in this series, right? Their pitching is dominant. Their pitching's also proven that it doesn't just have to be the White Sox that they're dominant against. They've got the
best ERA in baseball
they
right
do,
now.
And they have the best starting rotation.
Right.
And I love the way that Q described it yesterday in his post-press conference, that he said, it's not he's our one, he's our two. Every guy is just the guy up. And that means that, like, this team is winning and this team has a vibe, as Gen Z, I think, would say it's a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody's selfish, right? Like, nobody's that guy. Like, Bobby Witt Jr. could care less if, now I know he wants to have a hit every time he gets up to bat, but yesterday Bobby Witt Jr. was one of many that contributed. The other night, he was a main focus point on why you won.
Right.
He got on, he stole a base, he scored. Yesterday, the team's kicking ass. He hits a dribbler through the middle of the infield and gets a double.
Right.
And why does he do that? Why? Not because it's Bobby Witt Jr.'s speed. It's because there's two different teams on that field. There's a team in the White Sox who could care less, and Luis Robert's just jogging to the ball. And then there's Bobby Witt Jr., who's not done yet, and he breaks out of the box and gets to second because he realizes that they're lollygagging in center field, and that's not his mentality. Their mentality is to continue to win and continue to play. Now,
well, could you imagine, though, being on a team like the White Sox? I mean, look, we've been there very, 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 very recent memory, 2 years ago, where you knew nothing mattered that you did out there on the field. And yeah. and that's kind of where the White Sox are. I mean, you're sitting with 10 wins now through the first month and a half, first 7 weeks or so of the season, and nothing that you do really is going to matter because you're not going anywhere. And you're already playing out the string, and you're already getting your ass kicked. Like, I can't imagine that sort of mentality that these players have to deal with. Imagine, like, in football, it's one thing to be on a bad team, and I've talked to, you know, Chiefs players over the years who were on some of these bad teams that we saw, the 2012 team for that matter, you know, and they just want the season to be over, and they're saying that in like December, you know, at the end of the year. We're talking about baseball teams right now, like the Chicago White Sox, and you got guys out there. How many of those guys are ready already for this season to be over, and you're only at the beginning of May in these situations, and so that sucks, and that's again a problem with baseball, is that you've got these teams out here that are already out of it that don't care, and they're not trying, and they're not, you know, they're not giving their effort. And then you got a team like the Royals who are doing everything on their, you know, that they possibly can to win games, because every game for them matters, because they know they're going to the postseason.
Right.
Clear up the thing about the Cubs and White Sox.
Yeah, he was never ever a Cubs fan, so I don't know where that came from. He was always a Sox fan.
Is it Jasper?
Our mother was a Cubs fan. I don't know, maybe that clued in there, and our dad was a Cardinals fan, so I don't know where that all came from. And all the aunts, our mom's family was from North Side, so that's why they were Cubs fans.
But he rooted for the White Sox.
That's right. But where it came from, I don't know, because he would have been the only one.
At least the Cubs have, at least the White Sox have that on their side.
They have the God. They got the Pope.
Leo.
Yeah.
They got Leo, baby.
Hey, if the White Sox aren't going to win now, they ain't never going to win, right? You got the Lord on your side. That was the funny thing yesterday about the whole Pope thing and how it all took off. Not only did America embrace it, it was only America could, right, on X yesterday. Again, it was one of the top days on Twitter of all time. I mean, it was just unbelievably awesome. I was laughing and cackling the entire day seeing what some of these folks were putting up there and talking about. And then you sort of realize, too, there's no city that lives in the past better than Chicago. Like, they're celebrating Ditka and the Cubs and the White Sox of 20 years ago. And
they had a picture of Jordan in the dunk competition with Pope Leo's face on Jordan's.
I mean, the Bulls theme song that Heisler put out there yesterday with, like, Chicago still thinks, like, McMahon and Jordan are walking through that door because they haven't had anything really since then, you know, of those two athletes. They haven't had a quarterback. And they haven't had it. Obviously, nobody's had anything like Michael Jordan of those types. So they're still living in the night. I realized that yesterday. I'm like, everybody in Chicago thinks it's 1995 and they're all living their best life. Like Nebraska football fans, they believe it's still 1995 too. And hey, we're a good school. You're Nebraska. You're a mid school at best. You're Chicago. You're the Bears. You're a mid team at best. You're the Cubs. If it wasn't for people being drunk in the outfield, nobody would know you existed, right? So people in Chicago, man, embracing the 90s like it was nobody's business yesterday. With this new Pope, it was hysterical. I thought, I'm like, damn, they need something besides Ditka and McMahon and Jordan up there.
They got John Hughes.
Yeah, long time ago though, too, brother. Like that was the 80s.
They just did it so well though for like a decade that like they have enough to live on. They're like the Garth Brooks of cities,
baby.
Like Garth was huge in the 90s, and he's still going out selling out tours, basically just doing karaoke.
Right. The Bears and Bulls were huge in the 80s and 90s, and they're still selling Ditka and McMahon and all that kind of stuff and Jordan and
Garth Brooks selling out nine shows in a row, playing Friends in Low Places that everybody knows
and everybody loves. And everybody goes and everybody celebrates.
Nobody hates Jordan.
Nope.
Nobody hates Ditka.
Nope.
People tend to like Chicago.
Yeah.
Right? And you just
duh,
like
Bears.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
man.
I said, duh, Pope, da Pope, da Pope, da Pope, da Pope. You know?
Chicago got a Pope before they got a 4,000 yard passer. Yeah,
that one was good. That was a good one, too, I thought yesterday. Yeah.
I mean, the fact that they said that the Pope was drafted in 2 days, and Shador Sanders was drafted in three days.
Yeah.
It's
showed Mel Kiper pissed off with like the Pope's hat on.
The Kiper stuff yesterday was some of my favorite stuff. Yeah, I don't understand why they're taking this guy in the second round. We got Shedeur Sanders sitting right there.
Oh God, I couldn't quit it, man. Like, I didn't have like one moment where I was like, oh, okay. Like they had Pope Leo's like his thing on, like the cape.
Yeah.
It had all the names before him on the back.
Like looking like the Browns jersey.
Yeah. It's like John Paul II. Yeah. Leo. It's like, oh my God.
Hey, really funny stuff yesterday. So then
we got an American Pope before the Bills and the Bengals got a Super Bowl trophy.
Yeah, absolutely we did. Because we're never going to get the Bills and Bengals to get a Super Bowl trophy. I still like the Vatican one myself with the Buc-ee's in the center and the Waffle House and Costco.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, what three stores sum up America better than Buc-ee's, Waffle House, and Costco? Is there something that we're missing in
maybe
that
like
situation?
Like a T-Bell or like a Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut's good.
Buc-ee's has got all that inside.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is like not everybody has a Buc-ee's. Though.
Right. Yeah, my sister said that to me yesterday. She goes, I don't even really know what Buc-ee's is. She lives on the East Coast. You know,
I've never been in one, never seen one.
Yeah, I've been in one time.
They got beaver nugs that you eat.
It's gas.
Gas. Buc-ee's like 85 different pumps.
Yeah, I don't know, man. 85.
Oh, Bob was referring to gasoline.
Yeah.
I was saying, that's fire.
No, they have like 85 gas pumps out there. 85. Wait till you see them by the new Chiefs Stadium in KCK. That Buc-ee's is going to be rocking.
I can't wait.
On game day, when the Chiefs are out at the Legends playing and Buc-ee's is rocking, man.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, beaver nuggets before the game for everybody.
Did you see the one that they had the Pope addressing the crowd and he was speaking Italian or whatever and it had like the subtitles on it? It's like, thank you for gathering here today. We're excited for an adventure. Green Bay still sucks. Dude, I just could not stop. I'm like, Mac, I know you're the game and I'm being annoying, but dude, these are just banger after banger. There were zero skips.
Yeah, like, right, exactly. Yeah. It was like the perfect album yesterday. This one. I don't understand why the Cardinals picked Prevost when Shedeur Sanders, who I have as the best available, was on the board, and it's a picture of Mel Kiper.
Somebody said this summer we're going to see everybody's gender reveal look just like the Vatican.
This may have been my favorite one. Pope Leo is likely the first pope to have eaten Culver's.
Oh, I saw that. It's so good. It's true. This man has had a double at Culver's.
Like, no other pope even knows what Culver's is, man. Like, it really is like allowing an American to be the pope, okay? Yeah. And again, I am not Catholic, so I will have my take on this, and people will roll their eyes. It's like Caddy Day at Bushwood, man. Like, you have just allowed the caddies to come into the Vatican and take over. Because that's what we do as Americans. We act the fool. Not that this gentleman is going to act the fool. But once he got promoted to the papacy, the popery, or whatever we want to call that, America lost their minds yesterday. Yeah. In only a way that America could lose their minds yesterday, relating this to sports and Buc-ee's.
To me, that was the most in unison Twitter has been in quite some time. Maybe that's foreshadowing that there are good things to come, but it seemed like there wasn't, and again, I don't know if it's like my algorithm, but like I didn't really see a whole lot of like political stuff. I just saw everybody having fun jokes and basically like enjoying the moment.
Right. Yeah, memes.
Like, it was meme city. And then you throw that, like there's this, there's a cat, it says it's him.
Yeah.
Like, it's nonstop. But it was like one of those things where like everybody could just kind of like sit back and like enjoy it, not like go too far, not get mad at anybody. It was a funny
It was a good day yesterday. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. That's one of those days where you're just kind of smiling, like, why can't every day be like this, right?
You know how some people say like tomorrow you just don't get on Twitter. Just stay off Twitter tomorrow. It's like, okay, fine, I will. And then you get on because somebody told you not to get on. You get on there, you're like, okay, that's why they said stay off. All right, I don't need to see this stuff. Yesterday was one of those days where it's like, call your friend immediately and be like, dude, I don't know if you have Twitter. Download it just for today. Just be a burner account and just read all the it's hilarious.
Yeah, it was a great day.
Zach says instead of a Buc-ee's, there should be a Walmart in the Vatican. Yeah. That's probably fair.
Yeah, that's probably true. Everybody knows that the Walmart's
Walmart or
are
a Target.
Yeah, something of that nature, yeah.
Walmart, Costco.
Waffle House. I mean, like, McDonald's. It just screams America right there. I did like this one, a skyline picture of Dallas with black smoke, and it says, black smoke in Dallas means we just traded another superstar.
Yeah, God. Then there started being, like, subplots. like Bucky's was doing it. They're like, we're letting people know when we open. Oh, that's great. I don't know. Yes, it was great. Today, Royals, Red Sox, tomorrow and Sunday. I'm expecting big attendance tonight. Mm-hmm. Firework Friday tonight. A lot of people will be out there. The weather's going to be great. Mother's Day weekend. But look, maybe now we get to have the people be in, you know, we get the people to see. What happens if they win 2 out of 3 against Boston?
What if they lose, though, to Boston? Are we going to hear the naysayers come out of the woodwork? Like, they're waiting, right? They're waiting to put their naysaying pants on, right? Do you think that the Royals are going to go out and lose to a team that's led by Richard Fitz?
That's awesome. Did you know that guy's on the Red Sox?
There's a guy named Richard Fitz on the Red Sox.
You want to know who showed me that? Take a wild guess.
Maloney.
Binkley.
Binkley showed you that, right?
He goes, yeah, did you see this guy? Dutch fans? He's Richard Fitz. and then has the audacity to do this. Get it?
No, he didn't. No, he did Binkley, not. He went with the get it.
Yeah, he's like, Richard Fitz, get it? I'm like, yeah. We do Richard of the Week every Friday at 9.
Oh, my
Another
God.
Word for Richard? You know what I'm talking about?
He didn't say that.
Yeah, no, he goes, Vern sent me this. It's hilarious. Look at this guy. He pitched for Boston. Richard Fitz. Get it.
It's not that funny until you say get it.
Yeah. It's like, okay.
Because I can see Bigley do that thinking like he's got to explain this one to people. Yeah. I mean, seriously, though, if you're the Fitz family, right, and we're not talking about the late great Al Fitzmaurice. They're Fitzmaurice. This is the Fitz family. You can't name your kid Richard. You got to do the say it out loud test before you name your children.
I don't even think you need to do the say it out loud test. You just write it down.
Yeah, Richard Fitz. Nope, can't go with that one. I mean, could you imagine that guy growing up? I mean, I know what it would have been like growing up in my generation. I don't know if this generation still makes fun of people's names like we used to. But Richard Fitz going to high school, man, come on now.
I mean, he could also have a hell of a year like promoting his name.
Yeah, true.
Like
if
he ran for like
student council.
If the Richard Fitz.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Perfect.
If the Richard Fitz. You must have quit, right? Yeah. Oh, my God, though. But seriously, say it out loud. Write it down. Like, Richard, what does this guy do? Does he pitch?
Mm-hmm.
He does. Does he shove? Do we know? Is he a good pitcher?
I don't know. I think he's a stopper.
Is he?
He's a stopgap.
Who do we need in this situation, Skip? I don't know. Richard Fitz.
Call up Fitz. Which one? You know the one. We're up two.
Richard Fitz in this situation.
Oh, yeah. Can we get Denny Matthews, please?
Yeah.
I don't know who's producing this week, and I'll send him a text every day. Coming in for Boston, Richard Fitz. The situation for Boston currently, 2 on for the Royals, Richard Fitz.
Richard Fitz this situation perfectly. It's a dumpster fire out there. Like, is he a mop-up guy? Is he a starter? Is he a bullpen guy? Is he somebody that they count on? The man's name is Richard Fitz.
Couldn't tell you. Just so you guys know, Ashton Gelati, the new addition to the Kansas City Chiefs, will join the show later on. Plus, Justin Reed, former Chiefs safety, will be on the show today as well. Coming up on the other side, I promise you, this is a true story and why I should never have to do jury duty ever again. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what you up, man?
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Is this the deep cut by the Thankful Alive?
It is, yes.
Yeah. Love that. Box of Rain. If you haven't heard of that song by the Grateful Dead, go listen to it today. It'll change your life.
I was going down a rabbit hole yesterday with Grateful Dead stuff. I think part of it was because Q was on the other day, and then I told you about that Grateful Fred website that is out there right now. And so I was kind of going down a rabbit hole yesterday and found Sturgill Simpson. You guys know Sturgill Simpson at all?
Of course, yeah.
You might. Mac probably doesn't. Pretty good.
Similar to like Stapleton.
Okay.
Yeah, and he performed Ripple with Jerry Garcia from the Grateful Dead at the Kennedy Center Honors, and it was like Jerry's head up in the air. You know, it was really cool. It was awesome.
So fun story. I didn't think this was possible, but this is a true story. I mean, hand on the Bible, everything. I promise you, this is a true story. So I had mentioned to you guys that I wasn't going to be here Monday because I was summoned to jury duty, and I was like, that's weird. And I'm not trying to get morbid here, but I had just done jury duty last year because I had asked you. I was like, I know I'm not the smartest, you know, person in the world, but when was the parade shooting? You're like, last February. And I was, okay, well, I know that I had jury duty because like the week after we had to go in like underneath. And I was like, there's no way that's been 3 years. So you and my stepdad and people were like, you need to call the jury office and talk to somebody. So got home on Wednesday. I was like, all right, I'm going to call up there. I called up there. Lady answers the phone, super nice lady. And she's like, hi. And I was like, hello. I was like, hey, I have a question. She's like, yeah. She's like,
was it the beginning of the Seinfeld episode? You say hi, I say hello. Yes.
Thanks for having me. And I was like, I have a question. I was like, I feel like I just did jury duty less than 3 years ago. And I'm pretty sure there's a rule that you have to wait at least 3 years for your even attempt to be drawn out of a hat again. She's like, that's correct. I was like, I'm pretty sure I went there last year and told her the same thing I just told you. She's like, what's your name? And I was like, Dustin Likens. She's like, no, last time you were here was in 2022. I was like, no. I was like, no. She's like, what's the name say? Well, on my summons report, this one said Dusty Likens. And I was like, okay. And she's like, I'll type in that. And she's like, yeah, you're summoned on Monday. And I was like, well, how is it possible that I have two different names in the jury pool that have been getting pulled my entire life? Not my entire life, since I was 18.
Yeah, right.
So there's been a Dustin Likens and a Dusty Likens double dipping, because that was my fifth summons since I've been able to be summoned to jury.
That's insane. That's nuts.
And I know I'm going to get a bunch of texts. I'm 60 years old, Dusty. Never been summoned once.
Right.
Five times I've been summoned. And so I call the lady and she's like, yeah, okay, well, I'm going to take this one out. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know I had two. Like, I've been drafted for jury duty before and more than Shador Sanders.
Right.
And so she took me off the list for Monday. So I'll be here.
Good.
Unfortunately for you guys, I'll be here Monday. But my name was in the jury pool two different ways, and I didn't know that was a possibility.
Well, it's Frank White running Jackson County. What'd you expect?
Like, has that ever happened to anybody else in the history of mankind?
Well, I'm Robert, so I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a Robert and a Bob. Or,
and that's,
you know,
what's weird is everything that comes to like that level of like putting my information out there, it's always Dustin. It's never Dusty.
Yeah, how did they get Dusty? That's what I, because when you register for stuff, I'm Robert for everything. You know, everything that you sign or any paperwork and all that, it's always Robert. So I would be stunned if somebody had Bob as, like, you know, Bob has been summoned to jury duty. Like, how is that possible? Bob was just summoned to be the Pope, man. Like, I don't know how that's going to happen for me to be summoned under Bob. So you better check it. If you're getting called for jury duty, you're on the Missouri side, Jackson County, it's a Frank White issue. You got to basically look it up and make sure that Frank isn't screwing you with jury duty, just like he did with your income tax or your property tax, I mean.
Yeah, property. Yeah, it was just weird. Like, I was blown away by that.
No, that's
like,
crazy.
Because I even like called my stepdad. Like,
have that many people moved out of Jackson County since Frank White raised the property tax rate that they're summoning everybody twice a year now for jury duty?
I feel like I should have a lifelong pass of being summoned. I know it's my civic duty to go do it.
Yeah.
But again, like, I've been selected twice to go into the court, and like, you know, I wasn't in the final hearing. The third time I got selected was during COVID. And I had gone out of town, and I was being honest, and I was like, yeah, like, not everybody where I was at was wearing a mask. And they were like, all right, we're no longer going to select you. You'll be 3 more years.
Perfect.
Then I get selected again, and then apparently I got selected again. So, like, you do the math. 18, you register to vote. That's when you're eligible, I think, for jury duty.
Yep.
And so 18, I'm 37. That's roughly, what, 20 years, 19 years? You can only get picked every 3 years. 5 times. Do the math. How is that possible?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to be selected ever again. I've done my civic duty and some. I'm Favre. I went to the Jets and the Vikings and the Packers. Yeah. I did it all.
You're like Chase Daniel or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
Best backup you've ever seen.
Fitzpatrick. Ryan Fitzpatrick played on like every NFL team, right? Didn't he? Pretty close. Oh, Ryan Fitzpatrick played on more NFL teams than, you know, you probably weren't even alive when he played for half of them. I mean, that guy's been playing for 100 years. He's played for everybody. So that's kind of like you. You know, you've been the jury duty. You're like the Ryan Fitzpatrick of jury duty. They just call you up when they need you, and there you are. You show up. Hey, here I am.
I'm going to put my name as Richard Fitz.
if you get picked.
Jury 16, stand up and state your name. Why do I have to state my name? No one else has. Just say your name.
Richard Fitz.
All right, you're selected. Sweet.
What do you do? I pitch for the Red Sox. Well, not now because I'm on the disabled list, which is very upsetting.
So somebody says, man, Dusty, I'm 60 and I never received a summons. Knew it.
There it is. There it is. Yep. How do you get around that, though? I mean, if you're 68 years old and you've never seen a jury summons, give us the secret, man. Don't sit back and hold that one for yourself. Let everybody know. Because I got to be honest with you. Is there anybody that wants to be on jury duty?
I think there's some people for sure.
Probably one guy.
Because there's some people that are like, you know, like stay-at-home moms.
Like if you retired and get you out of the house or something.
I got nothing better to do. Let's see if this guy's guilty or not.
Flip side is, do you want that guy on your jury?
Well, I want somebody that has a non-biased mindset.
Well, good luck with that anymore.
Somebody says I'm Leon Sandcastle.
Good luck with that anymore. Like, that's the thing. Because I've been called before. We all have, right? You go down there. Everybody's pissed off, right? Everybody's in a bad mood. Nobody wants to be there. You're trying to get out of it as much as you possibly can. Then the people who do get selected are ticked that they got selected. Do you really want that person determining whether or not you're going to jail?
Somebody says, sorry to break it to you, Dusty. There is no limit on how many times or how often you can get called for jury duty.
I don't think that's the case.
They tell
at all.
You after you, because like the last time I went, which was right after the parade incident, the judge came down and she was like, I have good news and bad news. Good news is, for those of you that don't want to be here, I don't need any of you today. Go on with your day. It was like, I don't know, like 8:45. I had to watch that putrid video that they show still from like 1991.
Yeah.
And then they're like, your name will go away for 3 years. Then you have, you know, 3 years eligibility before you get summoned again. That's what the judge told us.
Yeah, I'm going to take the judge's word over the text line. Sorry about that, you know, but I'm just going to take the judge's word over the text line on this one.
Yeah. I'm 40 and I've been summoned once and got out of it completely, saying that my work, I travel all over the place. And hell no, I don't want to do jury duty.
No, nobody wants to do that.
Yeah, like I'd rather have people go in there that want to do it, want to have a non-biased mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of a biased mindset, Tyreek Hill, he's no longer biased towards Tua.
That's unbelievable. I can't believe that happened. I'm shocked.
Good for him.
I am stunned.
Well, he said his top five quarterbacks are Lamar, no particular order,
right.
Lamar, Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, and Daniels is who he said, right?
He did. He said Daniel Jones.
I thought he said
Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar, Joe Burrow, and not Tua, but Baker.
Baker, that's right.
Baker Mayfield.
Does he want to go to Tampa?
But I'm not going to argue with that. Baker Mayfield's a better quarterback than Tua. Those guys are better quarterbacks than Tua. It was more like when he said that Tua was better than Mahomes when he went down there originally, and now he's backtracking and Tua's not even in his top five, you know, like the old T-Mobile 5 favorites that you used to have back in the day. Tua's not in your top five, man. Like
that's like horseradish.
He does the best deep ball there is.
But that's your guy.
Most accurate quarterback ever.
Yeah.
This thing just continues to dissipate down in Miami, man. Like, well, I'm loving it. It's great.
And to tie this in. That's Wednesday. But to tie this in, Tyreek Hill is doing his best not to get summoned by the Dolphins.
Yeah.
He's saying right there, because like somebody says, I just got my first summons at 26. How do I get out of the final jury? Just say you don't know you don't want to judge. I don't know.
There's ways.
Watch Larry David.
Yeah, exactly. Go watch Curb.
But yeah, like Tyreek Hill is like slowly but surely trying to get his way out of Miami.
Yep.
Deuces, doors closed on that. Top five quarterbacks, not your own.
Right.
Like he's trying to get out of showing up to duty for the Dolphins. But he's been summoned to training camp.
And he has mentioned that he likes Tampa Bay. So.
Oh, he did mention that he likes Tampa. Is that why Baker's on the top five? He likes Tampa. Do they like him, though? Because we're getting to the point now where Tyreek Hill's got more baggage than he's worth.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, he's got more baggage than he's worth. I mean, the stuff that he does off the field, the baby stuff and all that kind of stuff with the trouble that he's gotten himself into. You know, like that guy, I'll be honest with you, man. I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole if that was my team. You know, you don't have him right now and you're fine. You know, that's right. And you can call me the Grinch on this one. I don't care. I wouldn't want that guy near my team. Greatest wide receiver we've ever seen. His time has come and gone.
You're a toadstool sandwich with something in arsenic sauce. Somebody gives us an update. Police are no longer on Metcalf. Man, that was like 2 hours.
Yeah, that was 2 hours
ago. Does anybody know what was going on at
Metcalf? What happened on Metcalf?
913-586-7965. We'll give you the know of Ashton Gilletti. He's going to join the show. On the other side, the draft pick out of Louisville, defensive lineman. We'll hear what he has to say about his new time in Kansas City on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.